Dear friends, I am Yeshua. I am with you. I invite you now to connect with the Christ energy and really tune into the heart of this energy. Go to the heart of the Christ energy and just feel the truth, the clarity, the meaningfulness inside this field of energy to which you are connected always. The Christ energy has already awakened inside you. You are here on earth in this lifetime to become more fully aware of the Christ consciousness that has already awakened inside of you. A part of you is fully awake now. That's why you can hear me and feel me. Essentially, I'm not a person. Who I am is really not that important. I'm here to remind you of something you already know, but when you are on Earth, you dive or sink into a dimension in which there's a lot of fear, a lot of unconsciousness or darkness. So you forget about yourself. You experience the fear as if it's your own. And the extent to which you identify with fear-based consciousness on Earth, to this extent, you are not free yet. You are not fully awakened. But there is already a part inside you that is fully awake. But you do not realize it fully yet. You are not free yet from your identification with fear. But your awareness in everyday life shifts. Sometimes you do feel connected with your essence, with your soul, with a part of you that is wise, knowledgeable, free, that sees through fear, not just conceptually, but actually, like really feel, you feel in such moments the joy, the relief, the sense of freedom, which belong to being awake. And Christ consciousness is actually the bridge between the light and the dark part of yourself, between the heart-based and the fear-based part of you. Christ consciousness is not just about being enlightened, being in the light. No, it's about a deep acceptance of duality of the darkness of fear-based consciousness by deeply accepting it and also attributing meaning to it. It's not just something to get rid of. There's a meaning in the interplay between dark and light. In any dimension of duality, a lot of growth and awakening takes place. There is meaning in the process of awakening itself. It's not just about the end result. So Christ consciousness is in a way deeper than just being identified with light. Christ consciousness is about embracing the whole of it. And it is full of compassion and real understanding from the heart, understanding the deep ups and downs of being human, the emotional extremes. So Christ consciousness goes with you, goes up and down with you. It's not just there when you return to these moments of truth and feeling safe and joyful. Christ consciousness wants to go all the way with you and be there also when you feel cut off, when you feel very alone or desperate or depressed or nothing makes sense anymore. So what you're doing right now and what makes your life meaningful on earth is that you introduce Christ consciousness to the darkest parts of yourself. And in doing so, you're also bringing awareness, compassion, light to the darkest part of consciousness on earth, meaning human consciousness. It is the human being who, in their deepest core, allow space for duality to be there, to be experienced. It may seem to be a mistake. It may seem to be a fall from paradise, but it's not. There is a treasure. A special and sacred potential in the journey through duality, and you are in the process of discovering this. The journey through duality is deeply meaningful, and it's actually the birth of Christ consciousness inside your hearts that is the ultimate treasure or meaning or purpose of the whole journey. And I'm inviting you now to connect with your heart and to understand the greatness of what you're doing. You chose to immerse yourself in a dimension of dark and light, of duality, and thereby to forget yourself, to identify with dark energies such as fear, confusion, self-alienation, separation, aggression, all these emotional states you have been through and you're still going through it. But now, be aware of the part of you that chose to do this. You were free. And you did it not because you are small or deserved punishment or were sinful. That's all nonsense. Simply untrue. You are very powerful beings. You chose to be here, and I ask you to remember it and connect now to your light and feel how this light, by descending down into the realm of duality, into a long journey of incarnations on Earth, by descending down, your light is gaining in warmth, compassion, true love. It's not just about knowing in an abstract way, but feeling in a heartfelt way, in a heart-based way. Feel the vibration of heart-based consciousness inside you. It's warm. It's compassionate. It has a sense of humor. It is completely tuned in to the humanness inside you and in others. It knows the craziness, the extremes, the emotional labyrinth that you are thrown into as you descend down into a human body. So Christ consciousness is very rich. It's deeply aware of everything human. Tune into this warm and grounded energy field that is being born right now through you. This is your contribution to creation at large. It's not something small. You're not here to overcome your sins, to be good and then ascend to a higher realm of just light. The journey, the adventure of creation, is much more subtle and grand and rich. So feel the Christ, feel Christ consciousness, feel its presence in you, inside your heart, and welcome it. Do not act like you're small or insignificant. Allow your light, your grounded light, your wisdom, your radiance, allow it to fully merge with your physical body, your earthly personality. Don't hide it anymore. The part of you that is still identified with fear, the part of you that still feels that you are small, insignificant, that you are not worthy, that you need to have lots and lots of therapy in order to be become whole, this part of you is afraid of really receiving your light, meaning your Christ self, and it wants to hide. It's afraid of expressing itself. Because you do not want to be different. You like to fit in. When you are in a state of fear, you are like in a cramp. You're very tense. And this is similar to making yourself small. You keep your light inside. You keep even the heart-based vibration that is so aware of human emotions such as fear, and this part of you is so compassionate, but you often withhold this compassion. You do not give it to yourself. You try hard to fit in, to discipline yourself, to obey, but it will never work, because you are here to become a Christ. You're not here to fit into fear-based consciousness. You're not here to merely survive the dominant mechanisms of mainstream consciousness. You are here to bring in something new. You are a pioneer. You are a light worker. So sooner or later, you have to identify with the highest part of you, the heart-based vibration, the frequency of your own being that you long for, and that lifts you up, helps you move beyond the heaviness, the density of fear-based consciousness. So do this now, not as a thought, not thinking about it, but going into your heart . Being fully present there, and now imagine that from your heart you see two angel wings enveloping you. The wings grow from your heart and they create a kind of energy shield around your back and shoulders. It's an embrace of who you really are. Feel that embrace. Feel the heart-based frequency inside these angel wings and give it to yourself. First of all, give it to yourself. Allow this true warmth, love, and compassion to flow through you and remove the remnants of shame, guilt, looking down on yourself, judgment. Allow the heart-based frequency to flow through these energies without resistance. Heart-based awareness doesn't fight with anything. It just gives. It understands. It's open. Not judging. You are this heart-based frequency. Feel the joy, the grounded light, the grounded spirituality inside your own angel wings. You love the earth. You love nature, the animals, the forests, the oceans, the mountains. You are at home on Earth. You are a grounded light worker now. Feel the energies of Earth, of Mother Earth. They match yours. Your heart's energy does feel at home here, even though it has trouble dealing with human society, with the mainstream energy in human society. It does feel at home on Mother Earth. You are connected with the soul of Mother Earth. Feel how welcome you are. You are the bridge. The bridge between heaven and earth. The bridge between the past and the future. Between light and dark. Christ consciousness unites. Feel your strength and ask yourself now, what's the meaning behind my presence on Earth right now? And stay tuned to your heart. Your heart is very intelligent, but the intelligence is not mental. Abstract, it is an alive, dynamic flow. So get used to the wisdom of your heart, because it's not theoretical. It's more of a mixture of feminine and masculine energies. You are used to thinking of knowledge in a very masculine way, like it's theoretical knowledge or book knowledge or a set of rules, ideas. It's quite mental, and heart-based wisdom is not. It's more of an awareness, a realization, a sense of direction without knowing or having to know specific details about what you have to do, how to act, where to go. Tune into this intelligence of the heart. Feel it for a moment. And feel how you are grounded. You are connected with Earth. The soul's wisdom is real, is practical, is grounded. It's alive. Now ask yourself, what helps me to fully express my soul's energy? What helps me to allow the flow of heart-based energy to fully express itself through me? And the answer to it always is related to fear and overcoming fear. There are still parts of you that are afraid of your own light and of expressing it. So another way of asking the question is, what is blocking me most right now? Blocking me from self-expression. And so feel the answer. What are you afraid of? What is the threat, the thing you fear will happen when you fully radiate your light into this world? What will crush you or endanger you or hurt you? See it. And then realize that it's an illusion. The fear you now have is not based on the present. You are free to create a life that is full of joy and meaning. It's the demons of the past that are haunting you. And it's good to know about them, to understand why they're there. But stop giving them too much power. Tune into your heart, into your greatness. You are free to choose again, to create a life of joy and creativity, lifting yourself up out of the heaviness of the past. And I ask you now to connect with a moment in the future in which you are not afraid anymore to fully let your light shine through. You have dealt with the fears. You have seen through them. Understood that they are illusions, not based in truth. You are radiating your heart-based consciousness, your soul's light, freely into the world. Connect with this moment in the future when you're doing this. Feel the freedom, the happiness, the relief. You don't care so much about what others think, whether you fit in or not, whether you are accepted or rejected. The joy of being yourself is far greater, far more important than these issues. It's simply great to be yourself. And now imagine that this future moment is coming to you, merging with your present. It's coming to pick you up. It's time to go. See the light of the future. Like a sun shining its rays upon you, calling you, warming you, and rejoice in it. It's yours. It's your future, it's your destiny. Thank you for being who you are. I am I am with you always.